Chapter 2. The Cave. Sophie waited under her blanket. After a minute, she looked out. The enormous face of the giant filled her window. His bright eyes were looking at Sophie's bed. Then his huge hand and huge arm came through the window, and very quickly he lifted Sophie and her blanket. Now the giant took Sophie from her bed and he carried her out of the window. Sophie tried to shout, but the blanket was all around her face, so no one could hear her. When Sophie was outside, the giant put the four corners of the blanket together and he held them in one of his huge hands. Sophie was in the middle of the blanket and she could not get out. It was dark in there and she could not see anything. Can you think of anything that is more frightening? The giant began to run, carrying Sophie in her blanket in one hand and his large bag and trumpet in the other hand. Sophie moved around inside the blanket until she could push her head out the top. She saw the village houses going past quickly on each side. Then they left the village and the giant ran across dark fields and rivers.
"The giant is running fast because he's hungry," Sophie thought. "He wants to get home and eat me for his breakfast."
The giant started to run even faster, and his leg hit Sophie again and again with every step. She felt like a bag of potatoes. It was difficult to see anything now because the giant was running so fast. It was like they were flying. Sophie put her head inside the blanket because the wind was too strong and it hurt her face. She stayed in there for hours, listening and waiting. Where were they going? Then the giant began to run more slowly, and Sophie pushed her head out the top of the blanket again. In the morning light, she could see that they were in a different world. The land was flat and yellow, with huge blue rocks on the ground. Dead trees stood everywhere. Suddenly, she saw a mountain in front of them, and there was a large round stone lying against it. The stone was as big as a house, but the giant pushed it away easily, like it was only a football. Now Sophie saw that there was a secret cave behind the stone. When they were inside the cave, the giant quickly closed the stone door behind them. There was no light in the cave now. Everything was black. The giant put Sophie on the ground. His footsteps moved away. Sophie sat there in the dark, feeling very afraid.
"Now he's going to eat me," she thought, starting to cry. "Or maybe he'll cook me first."
Then a bright light filled the cave, and Sophie looked around slowly. The cave was huge, and there were thousands and thousands of glass bottles everywhere. In the middle of the floor, there was an enormous table with one enormous chair. Sophie could not move because she was too frightened. She sat on the floor of the cave in her nightdress and she watched the giant through her thick glasses. He was putting his coat on the chair, and she saw that his shirt was old and dirty, and his green trousers were much too small for him. Then the giant started to walk back to Sophie.
"Let's see," he said in a loud voice. Who is this little person in my cave?